Shikrat Zakir, governor of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, says the regional government is resolved to stop the violence in the western Chinese region.
Violent and terrorist crimes go against humanity, society and civilization. It is recognized worldwide as questions which we will resolutely crack down on in accordance with the law. We will not condone such crimes to exist in our country, in our hometown. We will firmly curb such crimes to maintain social stability.
According to the white paper, since the 1990s, three forces, ethnic separatism, religious extremism, and violent terrorism, have led to a series of incidents involving terror and violence in Xinjiang and elsewhere. These incidents include explosions, assassinations, poisonings, arson, assaults, and riots, and have caused great loss of life and the destruction of property, affecting innocent civilians from all ethnic groups. Zakir has noted that all ethnicities in Xinjiang have now involved themselves in combating terrorism, safeguarding stability, and countering extremism in the region.
We have been making constant efforts in Xinjiang for many years in strengthening rule of law, and we have come up with many effective ways to punish violent terrorist crimes and promote social development. For instance, the activities themed anti-violence, rule of law and order have been carried out to arouse the awareness of people in Xinjiang.
The white paper reveals that the public security agencies in Xinjiang are on high alert of signs of violent attacks and terrorism and respond with the utmost severity. Meanwhile, the autonomous region has always pursued the policy of freedom of religious belief, protecting normal religious activities. Zakir continues to highlight that proper handling of cultural differences can wipe out potential conflicts and ensure social stability.
Xinjiang is a place with multi-ethnics and various cultures. If we don't handle the cultural issues properly, it may escalate to conflicts or may cause collisions. That is why we say cultural issues should be solved through cultural solutions.
The white paper noted that Xinjiang has been home to people of many of the Chinese ethnic groups and that the system of ethnic regional autonomy in the region is a measure that accords with the situation in China and with the realities in Xinjiang. The white paper was released to mark the 60th anniversary of the establishment of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. For CRI, I'm Wang Wei.